Although the name adobo comes from the Spanish word adobar, meaning to marinate, the dish, chicken or pork braised in vinegar, predates the arrival of Spanish colonizers. Vinegar is essential to adobo, Vencio said. It's not noticeable, but it's there. With cooking, vinegar's sharpness mellows. Vencio said vinegar's role in the dish was partly to preserve the meat, especially back in times when refrigeration was not available. It also balances adobo's saltiness. Cane vinegar is most commonly used for adobo, as well for a dish called paksiu, fish or pork cooked in a sour and savory broth containing vinegar. Coconut vinegar is traditionally used in the southern Philippines. Ha recalls a vinegar drink her grandmother made, both to quench thirst and aid digestion. Ha compares it to the apple cider vinegar craze in the U.S. or to Filipino-style kombucha. I remember my grandmother when she would have these vinegar drinks. You would put things in it like green mango, pineapple, or guava, Ha said, and you would mix it with a little bit of water and sugar. Cane or coconut vinegar is used to make a Filipino ceviche called kinilaw. Fish is cooked in vinegar rather than Latin-style citrus. It is often mixed with calamansi, ginger, chili, and coconut milk. Ha described palm vinegar as earthy. It's got a subtle sweetness to it, she said. Sharing the vinegar love. As someone who grew up in Toronto, being slightly ashamed of bringing her aromatic Filipino lunches to school, Ha finds it gratifying that Filipino cuisine is finding acceptance. If you were to tell the 10-year-old me that Filipino food would actually be something that people are interested in, I wouldn't have believed it, she said. Her ultimate moment of sharing Filipino cuisine with an American audience came at a charity dinner featuring local chefs cooking black-colored food. She decided to make one of her favorite dishes, dinuguan, various cuts of pork stewed in pig's blood and vinegar, among other ingredients. The 10-year-old Ha would have been amazed. Vocabulary focus. Ingrained. Palate. Condiment. Robust. Braise. Craze. Aromatic. Gratifying.